That's coming very, very soon. Do stay tuned for it. It's going to be very exciting. Pindi Lemsizo joins us today. We speak about Stokvels. We speak about the festive season. Pindile, welcome to Rise FM.
Good morning, Kushang, and good morning to the Rise FM listeners.
We talk about Stokvels today and the festive season. I think it's something that most of us grew up with, you know, Mastokvela, where we saw our mothers joining different Stokvels, one for money, one for groceries. The one for groceries in specific, I know all too much about that one, where you're going with your mom to get all of this grocery that they've been saving up for. How far back does the tradition of Stokvels go, especially in our black communities?
Yeah. Look, it's that time of the year, you know, and it's important for us to bring awareness, right? As people be getting their groceries, some they've saved in money, investment, you know. So it's something that has been done over the years, you know, and it's still there.
Yeah.
You know, we have seen Stokvels growing in different ways. You know, some they badly Stokvel by building properties. Mm-hmm. Some it's still money. Some it's groceries. Some by beganje imali to buy meat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some they save their money to go on a holiday as a family. So there's different ways of running these Stokvels. However, it's also important to, you know, educate our listeners. It is also part of an investment or part of a way for you to save your money. Remember, it's very difficult for us to go to the bank and deposit and save that money, even if you don't go to the bank. But it's a very difficult thing to save money. Where else, when you play these Stokvels, you know with my money is being saved somewhere and it is safe. And it's also important that when you run the Stokvels, you must put everything in black and white, right? Everything must be written down, you know, go to the police station to make affidavits, have a legal document that states who are the members of the Stokvels, who is signing for the Stokvels, you know. So now we are at that time, you know, that is why I said it's a happy festive for Stokvels, because we are at that time where we are reaping, you know, what we have been sowing over the past month. And it's a great time. It's a happy time for some of our societies, you know, family members, where we would now go to those banks and withdraw that money, or we go to those cash and carries or wholesalers, or we buy that grocery. Sometimes I remember I used to be part of Stokvels previously, and I would have so much groceries that I wouldn't even know what to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but the nice thing about it is that we do have family members. Abaswele, we do have family members, not even family members only, even your neighbors that you can share that grocery with. But and also, it's Stokvels. It's a time where, you know, you pat yourself at the back and say, Pindile, well done.
Yeah.
I've done well. I've managed to save so much money. I've managed to save for groceries. So it's something that you should be proud of, you know, which you've done so well. And if maybe you've done so well, next year, you know, you can top up and say, I've managed to save 1,000 rands this year. So next year, I'm taking it up to 1.5, you know. So it means you are getting there and your financial discipline. So now, who normally takes part in these Stokvels? You said our mothers used to do that. Anybody can be part of a Stokvel. It's open to everyone. But what I would advise our listeners would be, and I think this will be part of our ongoing teachings from the beginning of the year, so that we start on the right note and save up for our Stokvel. So if you want to save up for a Stokvel, you meet as a group with the family members, you know, you go to the bank, you know which bank is safe. Your money will not go missing. And we've seen cases where people would come So the safest place to keep your money is a registered financial service where you know will be safe. You assigned who will be signing on that Stokvel. If it's 2 to sign at all times, 3 to sign at all times, it depends on the agreement of the Stokvel.
Yeah.
And you know that you will definitely get your money comes first. Right? Now, let's talk about the risk now that most people face during this time of the year. And one might even ask, is it safe to withdraw large amounts of cash during this time. It's a no-no. Mm. Look, people don't sleep. There are people out there who are not sleeping, and we are now in a silly season where everyone wants to make money. And some people would want to make it in a wrong way. They would scam you, they would come and steal from you. So it is definitely not safe to withdraw cash from the bank. Rather withdraw and deposit into your accounts, or rather transfer to different accounts that you can easily swipe. If you're your shop, if you're traveling, if you're buying meat, whatever that you'll be doing with your money. But it's definitely not safe to withdraw cash during this time of the year. Right. And let us transactions or my stock sales, don't go there alone. Right?
Yeah.
Go there with someone. Mm. Right. So don't go there alone. Especially if you need cash, make sure you don't go there alone. Go with someone and let's stop talking too much, because we give out too much information. So it's information that should not be out there, because remember, there are people who are waiting for that information so that they can take your money. So let us not talk too much. Avoid talking too much about your stockpile. And let us be faithful. Let us be true to one another. If we have saved money as a group, let us make sure that we divide that money accordingly. And also, as we said, wisely. You know, it would be a waste for you to save 10,000 rand only to go and buy alcohol and useless things that you can't even show what we're getting your money. So January is coming. If you have saved cash, use that money wisely. And if you've got kids, spend it on kids, uniform, school fees. You know, buy wisely, make smart financial decisions when you're using that stock for money. And as a group, if you have done well, once again, well done to you. Come January, have another constitution, where you re-strategize and reflect as a group. Because yes, we've done well. If we've lost members, what have we not done right for us to lose members? Let us tighten whatever way it needs to be tightened, and make sure that you continue with that saving.
Pindile, thank you so much. I think the one thing that really stood out for me, and I'm hoping for other people, is, you know, contract signing. You guys have to have something where you are signing. And I don't think it's something that's very common in Ditokfela, because siyathembana kakhulu. You're thinking, no, this person would never disappoint me, until they actually do. Because we've had cases, we've seen these things on our social media platforms. You know, you read an article and you find out that this person was part of a stockfell, but they didn't get their money back.
Yeah, absolutely. Trust is very, very, very important. However, we cannot trust when it comes to money. We are talking about money here. So it's always good to have everything documented. Sign for it, right? There should be signatures. You know that I'm binding myself. Should anything go wrong, I know which I'll be held responsible.
Yeah.
If they have to attach something, that is opposed to what they have stolen from the group, they have the right to do that, because they've got a document which says, I have bound myself to this stock sale and this is what I have agreed to. So I think I'm in a stock sale, but let's have things documented, signed for. You know, each person should have a copy, and not one person should have a copy of the stock sale. Every person should have a copy should anything happen to the person who has the documents. But let us teach ourselves to go to banks, go to registered financial institutions where you know that your money will definitely be safe, and the people that will be signing will be held accountable.
Absolutely. Pindile, thank you so much for coming on to the show. Next week again, same time, same place.
Absolutely. And thank you for having me. Have a great one.
Monday to Friday, 9 to 12 midday, Raza FM Mid Mornings. Mpumalanga, Azish.